This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where warrior women who have been through absolute caca give you advice on how to get to the other side of yours. Today, I am with Carrion Fournier, and I'm so glad to have you here, Carrion. Welcome.
Thank you. So glad to be here, Nikki.
Awesome, awesome. Let's get right to it. Carrion, in a few sentences, would you please let us know who you are and where you're from and how you keep yourself, I'm assuming you're busy, during the day?
Yes. So my name is Carrion Fournier. I'm based in New York. I split my time between New York City and Long Island, so I get a nice yin-yang of urban activity and nature. And I keep myself busy by being classic working mom, who also has a wonderful 80-year-old father that we're with. And I run my own company, and I've got a girl, a daughter, who's the hashtag futures female, going into high school, so there is never a dull moment, which I adore.
That is the best. I am with you there, never a dull moment. That's a lot going on right there. So, Carrion, as you know, this is a podcast about women who have been through some really, 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 really rough stuff. Would you please summarize for us what you went through and what the worst part was?
Sure. So the way I like to describe it is there are two times in my life where I've been through intense trinities of trauma. When I was 20, my twin brother suddenly passed. My mom had some real mental health issues from it. I heard her say it should have been you. And I unfortunately was the victim of a very violent #2 Me Too incident, which is, I guess, an elegant way of saying rape. And what this did for me is it created a really harsh warrior, a very hard-edged warrior, which you need to protect yourself. And so I used to joke, I have very, very high walls up and very low boundary, and almost non-existent boundaries on the other side of those walls. But what it did was create an incredibly successful career. I had been an artist prior to that. I ended up on Wall Street, huge career, huge money, huge ego. Boom. On the outside, on the external, it looked like I really made it. Fast forward to my mid-40s, my second trinity of trauma, I got incredibly ill to the point where I couldn't get up a flight of stairs. Turned out to be advanced Lyme disease, totally debilitated me for 2 years. While I was on disability, I got laid off from my enormous executive position because there was a new CEO that basically cleaned house, and I filed for divorce all within 9 months. And I remember sitting there in my bed and looking at the ceiling and having this epiphany that all of the things that had gotten me through that last trinity of trauma were not going to do it. It wasn't going to cut it. It was going to create this larger shell of an individual that was who I was. And I needed to come up with a different set of skills. And so I decided to go on a journey, a self-exploration journey. I was not a self-help girl up to that point. I sort of made fun of those people. I was like, you know, go suck it up, buttercup. I mean, really? And I had to become pretty humble in all the things I didn't know I didn't know. And that has been my journey over the last 7 years. And I'm really proud to say where I am now. And my daughter was a big piece of me knowing I had to figure it out. She was the nucleus and saying that really propelled me through those darkest days where I didn't know where I'd get the emotional, physical, or psychic strength to take one more step, take one more breath.
Holy moly. This is one of those podcast episodes where I feel like I could talk to you for 3 hours. Thank you so much for sharing all of that. Two trinities of trauma. I mean, what kind of absolute caca have you not been through? Oh my goodness.
You know, but I've also been really blessed. Here's the thing, you know, I mean, there's so many people with their stuff, but I got pretty, and I was very lucky very quickly after my twin brother died. I had this epiphany that, you know, what most people spend their whole life looking for their soulmate. And I had mine for 20 plus years. That's more than most people get. I had the ability to be strong enough to push through it and create a career. I had this. So, you know, at some point it's understandable to stay in the sort of negative, oh my God, why is this happening to me? But, you know, when you can reframe and realize the strength that is inherent in you and that you are just infinitely resilient, and resilient in different ways. And that was the big difference between my first trinity and my second trinity. The first trinity, I went hard. my second trinity, I found my softness and my vulnerability, which is truly my strength.
Incredible. Incredible. And a theme that is coming up in this podcast is this dichotomy. On the one side, you've got being a victim, going through really rough stuff, wondering how you'll ever get through it. This really sucks. It's absolute crap. And then on the other side, you've got women who've gone through these kinds of things. On the other side of that coin ends up being gratitude, feeling blessed for what you went through.
I say all the time, Lyme disease was the best thing that ever happened to me. When I think how different my life and my humanity, and even like once again, going back to the relationship my daughter would have been, had I stayed on that track, I have no doubt my brother up in heaven intervened and created those gauntlets to go through for me to actually have to. I joke, sometimes your life has to fall apart and turn to total shit in order to fertilize the foundation to then grow from. And absolutely, sometimes all that shit is just, you know, fertilizer for the next chapter.
Agree. And those of you who are listening, hashtag truth right there. So Carrion, it takes an absolute and total warrior to get to the other side of even one of the things that you have gone through in your journey. What is the best thing, the little kernel, the best about being on that other side and being where you are today?
Honestly, hopefully the self-awareness and wisdom that comes from that. And listen, it's created an entire new career path for me. I don't want everyone to have to go through these absolute, you know, trinities of trauma in order to like raise their awareness and consciousness. So I created my company, Vibrant Ventures, to work with organizations, teams, and individuals to accelerate that, get there. And so the kernel was that I found my passion and purpose by going through all of it, which, yay.
Yay, love it. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, so Carrion, who are another couple of amazing warrior women who have gone through caca and come out on the other side who would be great guests on this podcast?
Yeah, there's two that jump right to mind. This is like a professional urban warrior, Noah Sharon, who's just senior executive, swing it with the guys, huge revenue, you know, in the sales, and went through massive health challenges, like one after the other. And then her new husband went through it and somehow, in a different but somewhat similar way, recreated what she thought success would look like. And I think I'd also cede to everyone, it does not need to be mutually exclusive, that you can find financial professional success and go after your passion and purpose. And Noah is one of those people that has figured out and is figuring out that combination as well. Yeah. Another woman, Christina Vaccaccio, is a woman in her early to mid 30s. She has been through a number of different types of cancer, is just a higher spirit that is using that process to inspire other women into their next chapter. She's really a radiant, effervescent spirit that I think incredibly highly of.
Oh, wonderful. I welcome both of them on the podcast. And thank you for sharing that with me, Carrion. So here we come to the big question. I call it the big question. What is one piece of advice that you would give to women who are listening right now, who are going through absolute utter caca on how to get to the other side?
Yeah, well, first is the realization that this is just a chapter. This is not the end of your story. And it feels so acute and so intense that it's very normal and natural for it to feel like this is the way it's going to be forever and ever and ever. And I just want to plant the seed of have some part of you know this is just a chapter. And there will be a point you will be looking at this and using your story as powerfully, hopefully on a podcast, to say in your story of how you got through it. So I think that's, you know, one, just putting it in context. Two is, and it's so hard because everybody wants to bury it and push through. You're going to have to deal with the feelings and the emotions that come up through these things. And the sooner and more comfortably you can find a network that allows you to healthily express that and move forward through it, the more highly conscious and powerful your decisions from there will be. So from my own experience, the first time where I buried all that crap and didn't really face it, and then it, you know, fermented in my psyche for 25 years, trust me, it will come back. So honor what you're feeling, find the support group that will help you navigate through it. And it may be a different one than you thought would be there. And at times that can feel disappointing, but it'll open up a wealth of other folks that truly end up being your soul family.
Yes. Yes. Soul family. I love that phrase. So thank you so much for your advice. I'm inspired by your advice. Carrion, since we're all about being epic on this podcast, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Well, it's funny. I was thinking about this question beforehand, and the reality is I've already got it.
Awesome.
And it's seriously, and it was something I was so uncomfortable with, it's my vulnerability. Through my vulnerability is my ability to connect and empathize with other people. Through my vulnerability is my lens to see what is possible, the greatest potential of other people. The ability to take down those walls and just truly let my unadulterated, authentic self step forward into the world and see what happens. Now, what it requires is very clear boundaries. and that's always a work in progress, but that is a superpower that each one of us have for the taking. And yes, it is a scary, terrifying process at times. And there are some people that are kryptonite to that superpower, but it's there. And so take the kryptonite out of your life, get in touch with it. And it's really a pretty awesome thing.
Love it, love it, love it. And you are, I will tell you that you are not the first guest to say that you already have the superpower that you want. And that makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Carrion, thank you so much for being my guest today. Where can we find you online?
So my website is www.vibrant.com, and it's spelled V-Y-B-R-A-N-T-E, because the premise of my company is that in order to unlock your vibrancy, organization, team, or individual, you have to understand your why. And in the end, it's all about your E factor, your energy. And then it's carrion@vibrant.com. I'm on LinkedIn, Carrion Fournier. So that's the best way to reach me.
Wonderful. So we're going to wrap up now. This is Nikki Bruno with Carrion Fournier on the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more ideas on how to stage an epic comeback in your life after a life-shattering experience, please go to theepiccomeback.com.